Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight, and we want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you tonight and every Thursday night. We're excited about some of the up-and-coming classes, and I don't know if you've heard about them or if you've surfed to the website to see them, but you can find out information about our classes. Some people are like, are you going to have these online? And no, we're not. These classes that Dr. Allen's doing that you can see at iStore.com are very exclusive. They're very small classes. They're for six individuals. And we've had people come in from all over, I conservatively can say, the world. Brazil, Japan, Australia.
England.
Yeah. And attend the classes and just be dazzled and then sign up for another one. And I highly encourage you. This weekend, Dr. Allen, of course, has one of her wonderful classes coming up. And she's going to tell you a little bit about that right now. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. What class are we doing this weekend?
Oh, that's so good. Good. Yes, I'm going to do Life Script this coming Saturday.
My favorite! Well, they're all my favorite, but I love Life Script.
Yes. So, I love all of them. And then we're going to do one training, and then we're going to have a couples group last Saturday of the month, and that's three couples that basically work in front of each other, and you know, you can learn as much, if not more, from watching other people as when you do it. So those are what we're doing this month.
That is amazing. Well, it's very exciting, and again, I want to remind everybody that you can see information about the classes and even sign up for them at www.wantistore.com. And if you need information, you can email info@drpatallen.com. Hey, Dr. Pat.
Yes.
We've got callers waiting. Are you ready?
Well, let's go for it. Let's see how many we can handle.
Let's do it. All right. I'm going to tell the switchboard right now. Let's do it. Okay. Exciting. I love this. We always get such great...
Hola. Leave a message before back.
Hola. Okay, callers, I have to remind you again. If we call you, please pick up. We don't want to talk to your voicemail. We want to talk to you. So it looks like our switchboard is putting another caller through right now, and that's pretty amazing.
Hello?
Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. Dr. Allen, I was in your office with my boyfriend of a year, and you kind of helped us negotiate this decision of if he would be on board with committing to getting me pregnant because I want a baby. And he decided that he does not want to. At first, he said he doesn't want to make the decision. At first, he agreed to make the decision by Friday. Now he's saying he doesn't want to make the decision. And so that seems to me by default that he's making a decision to not say yes.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
And we have this trip coming up next week. I know you said to me that if he doesn't want to leave. I don't know.
Well,
am I?
Why don't
I don't know
you
what to
go
do.
To a? Why don't you go to a business where they have women who are ready to donate, you know, their wombs or their eggs, or going to sperm banks, why don't you have the baby by yourself with someone you pick out from a catalog?
Well, I don't want just a baby. I really wanted us to have a family. I never wanted to be a single mom, I guess, because I had gotten pregnant a few months ago and miscarried. And so you had said, you know, you were being creative by suggesting that we start with a baby instead of engagement. I'd be happy with getting engaged or being pregnant. We've done a year, and I want the relationship to progress, or, you know, I don't know.
But his decision was whether he wanted to give you a baby first.
Yeah, and he said he does not want to have the pressure of making that decision right now.
Is he 51% valuable as a life mate or not?
Am I being codependent if I stay with someone who's not, you know, not in alignment with what I want for my life?
No,
and
dear.
Not setting the boundary.
No. It said the answer to the question I asked you, is he 51%? Mm-hmm. What value does he have that would be so great a loss that you're willing to not have a baby because he doesn't want one at this time?
Not him specifically, I guess, just the loss of the relationship.
Okay, so do you want to go back out and find a replacement for him? Because that sounds, as you said, that he's not 51%. He's simply a representative. He's a space filler.
Yeah.
Transitional hand man. Is he a special man to you or not?
Very. Yes, he is. But what's more special to me is being with a man who wants to marry me and have a family with me.
All right. Then he's not compatible today. How old are you?
I'm 40. He's 42.
Okay. So do you want to get back out in the world and find his replacement?
Is that my best option?
Yeah.
I don't know what
that is.
Okay.
See, if you want a baby, you can go get a baby. But
yeah.
He may or may not stay your man.
Right.
Okay.
I've
seen it happen where they become emotionally in love with the baby and it works mm-hmm. out. It depends on where your values are. Can you replace him in time to be able to get pregnant and have the baby with somebody that wants to be? He wants to be with you.
Yes, he does. He
know
says
if
he wants that.
Response, huh?
That's correct. He said he wants to be with me, but he doesn't know if he's ready to make the decision to have the responsibility
I know.
Of
you
a child.
Are 51% valuable to him, but mm-hmm. maybe not if you require a baby. That's his decision. Your decision, on the other hand, is keeping him if he doesn't want a baby.
I don't know what the right decision is, because you
there
suggested
no right
drawing
decision.
A boundary.
No. All the decisions are right, as long as they're made by you for you. Is he or is he not 51% valuable?
I guess at this phase of my life right now, with the current life I have, he is more valuable right now, right this second.
I got news for you. You only have today.
Okay.
You can't live in yesterday or tomorrow. You have to live for today to live fully.
You know how you talk about like a woman who loves the man more than herself, though? Like if you don't set what your parameters are, then how are you loving yourself?
Wait a minute. If your parameter is that he's worth it because of some reason, what?
Okay.
That's your decision. For
I just
today,
don't know if I'm making.
Is he 51% valuable enough to keep him today and not terminate him and see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, for today. There's a part of me that wishes I was had more self-esteem to say I want to go out and find someone else.
Wait a minute. Self-esteem is the values you place on him. I'm asking you, if he's not 51% valuable, what makes him valuable enough to not terminate him today?
He's very loving. He's very loving, and we communicate great. Well, we have like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Babies are for 18 years. Husbands are forever.
He's valuable in the area of being a loving man in my life.
Therefore, you're saying I'm going to give up a loving man, go back out there and find another man to replace him. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. But then how do you ever get to I do if the guy is saying he's dragging his feet? Okay, you're saying just focus on the specific thing about the baby, not getting engaged. Just
not getting anything. Continuing the relationship. You've already put him up against the wall. He said, no, not today. But he made a big jump from the one session to another session.
Yes.
So he knows all the parameters, and he does not want at this time to take on the responsibility of you and the baby. And you have the right to say, then I'm leaving you and not going to stay in love with you because I'm going to find somebody that will be my husband and the father of our baby. That could be a 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 year project.
Right.
I would make the decision on a daily basis, all or nothing.
Okay. And sexually, he wants to start using condoms, and I just am okay with that, and that's our new agreement?
Go right ahead. Told you. He has given you his decision.
Yeah.
He's better with you than he was the first time. But God only knows where he's going to be.
Okay. Okay,
and
fair
enough.
And
he has a right to be there. He has a right to be himself. And you have a right to be yourself. But he wants you. It's the baby that's in doubt for him. You want him and the baby.
Yeah, with him.
I know that, dear, but he said no to the baby.
Yeah, he did. For now.
For now.
Okay, so just respect his decision because I'm making my own decision to stay because he's still valuable enough to me for today.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I'll do for now. Okay, perfect. Thanks, Dr. Pat.
That's good.
Thanks, caller. Bye. All right. Wow. That's a rough one. But,
No, that's a good one.
I hope she follows up.
Herself.
Yes. I hope she follows up.
Rather than requiring him to love her. What?
I hope she follows up and lets us know. Oh, we've got another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I just recently got off a relationship with a man who, I think for a better word, probably would never commit. And as I was sitting down and reflecting, I realized I repeatedly sabotaged my own deepest desires for intimacy by dating emotionally unavailable, emotionally avoidant men. And now that I'm like rethinking my life, it's like I keep hoping that they will get off their busy schedules or whatever they are attached to and, you know, pay attention to me. And it's
wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me that you have casual sex with them?
No. So I get into a committed relationship.
Well, before you have intercourse with them, do you get a contract, a commitment to monogamy, sexually and socially, continuity, seeing you at some scheduled time and place, and longevity, dating or, you know, either mating or marriage. Do you get all of those before you have intercourse?
Yes, we have this discussion. They agree. We start dating, and then suddenly their job, the next promotion, the business, the hobbies tend to be more important than me. And as I reflect back, it was there before. I just thought that as soon as we got into a committed relationship that they would now start paying more attention to their relationship. But as I'm looking back, it's like that's their thing. They just, it's more about their fulfillment or career and hobbies. And then it just ends up the same story all the time. And my question is, how do I, what do I need to do to avoid this kind of man?
I hate to say it, so many women are giving away free wives, free girlfriends, free sex, that a woman that wants a man to take responsibility, because when men marry, two-thirds of women want them to be financially stable and to marry. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But how long do you stay with a man that says, no, I don't want to get engaged? If you've been with him 6 months, you've done perfect periods, you've done imperfect periods, and you're ready to get engaged and be married at the end of the year, right?
Yes, that's always what's been my goal.
But do you stay when they say no?
No, I do not. Well, I do not. I try to negotiate, and maybe that's where I
go
wrong.
But that's what you say when back in, I'm willing to be your girlfriend monogamously, sexually, and socially, and you see me once a week and call me on the phone, whatever, as long as I am aiming towards marriage with you. And we discuss it when we're together 6 months.
Okay.
The third set of 3 months is when you're negotiating time, space, money, and place. That's premarital or pre-engagement. But that's the way I teach it. So you're not going to waste time on anybody. You're simply going to have to process each person. Look, marriage is not for men. It's for women and children. When a man marries, he's taking on responsibility for other people. When a woman marries, she's giving up a lot of independence, her career, whatever, in order to be his wife. They're sacrifices. But if you give him three wives and three girlfriends, he's going to take advantage of that.
You know, I agree with you. I was just reflecting on some of the past relationships. And when we get started, the man is like, the man goes like, yeah, I want to get married. And we are in agreement. And then we start dating. And they don't want, they start saying they don't want to get married. They don't think it's for them. I've just had so many instances
That's
of those
the
happening.
That's the moment when you say goodbye. That's when the 8 weeks start. Do you stay after they say goodbye?
Some I have, some I haven't.
Well, I'm more curious about the ones that you haven't. What happened to the ones that you leave? Do they come back?
So I had one, like the one we just broke up, he came back after 6 weeks. And
that's right. That's the 8 week period. Did you say no to him?
I told him I hadn't changed my mind about what I want. And we kind of just kept talking. And then finally I realized that he'll never commit to the kind of commitment I want. I didn't sleep with him, but I just realized that.
Wait a minute. he came back to you in 6 weeks, did you require the engagement ring?
I did not, because I felt like I needed more time to get to know him.
So do you understand what you just said? You're never going to know anyone. You have to close the deal.
Okay. Because we had dated for about 3 months, and I felt like I wasn't comfortable going to the next step.
I wanted to get engaged. I have people getting engaged on the third date.
Oh, wow.
Engagement, sex, you've got to have monogamy, continuity, and longevity goals on sexuality. But you can get engaged ASAP. The longer you hold the man off, the more bored he gets.
So when he came back, I don't think we had a discussion about marriage. It was more trying to work out the issues that made us, you know, the fallout. And then
What were the issues? What were the issues that would stop an engagement?
It went back to him. He kept saying he's not ready. And he didn't know.
Understand that. And you said, fine, therefore I'm going to start dating other people.
I did tell him that. And I said, I want us to be friends. But then
are you hearing what you said?
Yeah.
What you said was, I don't want you as my fiancé. I don't want to start building a marriage. It sounds like you don't want the responsibility of being his co-pilot, of being his partner.
I do. However, I just saw that he wasn't willing to make the commitment. He kept coming up with excuses.
Wait a minute. You said he came back after he was gone 6 weeks.
Yes.
He came back. Did
yes.
you say, where's my ring and when are we getting married?
No.
What did you say?
I've got to
get to know you more.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You didn't have to say that. You're never going to know anybody. The last day of your 30-year marriage, you'll learn something.
Wow, that's a good point.
Well, see, what you're doing, mm-hmm. you're doing your masculine. Is your mother masculine?
Yeah.
Well, you are too. Here's the deal. Men want free sex. Got it? And many women give free sex. That's what we're all fussing about. But when you are a virtuous woman and he puts up with it and he finally commits to monogamy, continuity, and longevity, and then he says, oh, but I don't know if I want to get married, and you say, fine, think about it, and he comes back within the rumination period of time of 6 weeks, your job is to say yes to engagement and start building a marriage.
We had the conversation about marriage, and he kept saying the same thing. He's not ready. And I think partly it's
very
low.
Fine, then I'm going to start dating other people.
Yeah,
men marry to keep you away from somebody else. Great book, Dangerous Passions, David Buss. Jealousy is an indicator of being in love.
And I told him I was still out on the dating sites, and I'm looking, and I feel like he's low on the vasopressin hormone.
No, you didn't say, I'm going to date and find your replacement if we don't get engaged and married by the end of whatever month. You're not closing your deal.
Yeah, that's true.
What you're saying is, I want us to date and be friends for a while. That does not work with men.
Okay.
Are you willing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do it my way?
Yes, because my way is not working and I'm frustrated. I am ready. Yes.
Well, then, would you please finish and close the deal? None of them want the responsibility of marriage. And there's a lot of free sex out there. So my suggestion is expect that he will commit to monogamy, continuity, and longevity. And then somewhere between 6 months and whatever, he'll say, I need more time. And you'll say, fine, take it. But I'm going to date other people because I want to be engaged and married before blah, blah, whatever date.
Okay. And, you know, if he comes back again, I will tell him.
Please
I want to get
say it. I want to get engaged. And or I want to go to Vegas and get married. We can have a ceremony, the big, big ceremony later.
Okay.
You've been dating him how long?
Since November, and then we broke up, and then he came back beginning of May.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, you're both still in love with each other, but you want him to be under your control, and that's your masculinity, which is driving the whole thing down.
Okay. I know, I think because I didn't have the vocabulary to express, to be upfront
what
I wanted. I didn't have the courage to say, I want to get married. And if you don't give me the ring,
I got news for you. Then you're not going to get married because they don't want the responsibility.
Wow. Well, I am going to use the vocabulary for sure.
Do it.
It's been awakening. Yeah.
Do
yeah,
it.
For sure.
Go for it. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome, caller. Let us know what happens.
I will.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
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 I love that, Dr. Allen. And it was perfect timing to go in for the kill. He came back after 6 weeks. Here's the deal. Where's my ring? You're back with no ring? Why?
You know what? You it's the way it's got to be.
It is. I agree.
Hello?
Oh, hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen, and you are live. Do you have a question?
Hey, Callie. Yes.
Hey.
My question is, I'm 45, and I am looking for somebody to I want to get paid. I want to get paid.
You want to get
and
paid,
so,
not late. You want somebody
paid,
to give late. You license, marriage, and financial security.
Yes, and I was wondering, if I'm looking for somebody to do that, when I fill out the form online to describe the parameters of the man that I'm looking for, do I look for an older man? Or because
yes.
older men are going to be getting feet, they're going to be getting more feminine, right? And they're going to want to...
Yes, and they're going to want somebody to help them grow old. And die.
Okay. And so, but is it that, are they going to be looking for a feminine woman then?
They're going to be looking for a woman who's affectionate and loyal. That they can, men look for sensuous and sexual comfort, especially when they're older. That's 45 to 65. Women look for status and financial security. That's what Harvard's test was. They asked 10,000 people, why did you mate? Why did you marry? And men marry for sensuous and sexual and women tend to marry for status and security, financial. The book on that is The Evolution of Desire by David Butt.
Okay. So what kind of qualities do I emphasize in my profile?
What?
What kind of qualities
generous,
do I emphasize?
They're protective and cherishing. They're very... Grandpa's nicer than Dad, and Grandma's meaner than Mom. They're loving men. They've usually got their careers done, and they even be retired.
But in my profile, ready. What do I put, Kat? For me, what do I accentuate in my?
To create a sensuous sexual home for us.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You see? You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Good luck.
Awesome. So, yeah,
the problem, Kelly, is people today want both. They want sensual, sexual, financial, and status. They want it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's too narcissistic. Do you want to get laid or do you want to get paid? What's your predominant goal?
All right. We have another caller on the air, Dr. Allen. Hey, caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. Go ahead, baby. Hello, Dr. Pat. Hello.
Hello.
I know your name, but right now I'm so excited.
Kelly. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, darling.
They're good. I love your voice. Dr. Pat, I had a relationship for 1 year and a half, and I had enough. He decided to ignore me. And he didn't fulfill the plan of getting married, getting engaged.
Did you have a contract?
Yes.
In the relationship
I believe I did, but I guess it wasn't what he really wanted. Because
he didn't want it.
Go ahead.
Was he monogamous?
Yes. I believe he was.
Did he see you regularly?
No. After maybe 6 months, 5 months.
Yes, 6 months.
He stopped ignoring me.
The perfect period is the first 3 months. Then you go into the imperfect where people start playing games. Then you have to negotiate the commitment about engagement or marriage or not, or live together or whatever. You've got to negotiate. It's chapter 14 in my book, Getting to I Do.
Yes.
So
after a year of being together, he started deciding to ignore me and go visit his daughter
every day. Yes, because he knew he would stay anyway.
Yes. I believe he was 51%, so I did what I felt it was the right time, just give him the space he wanted and wait for him. But he never did, so when he did, he always called, but he never came to me, to see me, to have a relationship like the way we used to. So
did you become a free girlfriend?
Yes, I'm afraid I was.
Well,
he took me for granted.
How can you be a man if you're already free?
What was the question?
You can't get a man if he can get sex free. You know, if you can't, why buy the cow if you get the milk free?
Right. Well, like I say, he stopped coming to me. Like, we stopped seeing each other because he was too busy. He had more important things to do.
And did you find another man?
So there was no more sex.
did you find another man?
Well, I started dating. I said, well, you know what? And yes, it's such a difference. I realized, I mean, I always knew he was a very feminine man. And now I'm dating, still dating the feminine man. Well, he called me yesterday. That's one question I wanted to tell you. He called me yesterday. He was drunk. And he never told me, I love you, but he told me that yesterday. And I guess that's one thing I shouldn't believe.
Are you still wanting him?
I care for him, and in a way, I took him as he was my husband. And
I know that, dear, but he wasn't your husband.
Right.
Do you want him as a husband?
Yeah, well, yes. Okay, doctor. You know.
Then
you better be better. You know better than I do.
Well,
I asked for the engagement. That you promised we will get engaged. So I'm done waiting. Are we going to get engaged or not? And he never responds to that, so I'm not going to give him. I stopped giving him anything.
All right. So you're
in
crisis now.
He just keeps calling
now.
Excuse me?
Tell him, I want my ring and I want to be married.
Right. I did. I have been telling him for 2 months that I stopped and everything, and I want to get married or nothing. And he called me yesterday.
And you really
drunk.
Want to get married.
Yes.
So engagement is not enough. You want to be legally married to him.
He has no money, but I will get married to him because I'm crazy about him.
Okay, so you'll be the provider.
I'm not that crazy. I'm not going to be a free wife anymore.
Yeah, but he gets to be a free husband.
Oh, well.
Why
I will
not just
be...
get engaged? Why not get engaged and maybe live together?
Right, but he doesn't want to get engaged. He doesn't want to give me a whatever price.
All right.
Ring he
then what you've
that.
Got is a boyfriend who's not committed to you.
Right. Right. So I'm not giving him anything, and it feels it's good for me. I feel actually
you
very
get engaged.
Happy. I'm happy to not be a free wife anymore. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't,
all right. Would an
and I keep repeating to myself, I don't want him. He doesn't want me. So
would an engagement ring make you happy?
Yes.
All right. Well,
yes, definitely.
That's what you need is the engagement ring, the honor.
Right.
Or no sex, no intercourse.
Right. It took me a while, but I did it when I had enough. Like, it felt
right,
so bad
good.
To do it. Just
good,
that way.
Good,
so
good, good.
Two very nice, like completely different masculine men. Like, you know, they don't ask me for favors or anything. Are dating me. They are Jewish men. And once asked me to come over, I said yes, sure. And I came over, and he, after 4 dates, he finally kissed me. But I wasn't, you know, I wasn't pushy or anything. I just accepted the pool, the talk, watching movies.
What are you talking to
out.
Me for? What are you saying?
This is another
to me?
Person
you're telling me a story.
Yes, yes. Okay, he told me. He asked me a question, and I said, I don't know, whatever you want, it's okay. And he said, what I really want is to enslave you.
Is what?
To make you my slave, he said that.
Well, making you his slave could be making you his woman. The word doesn't sound good, but the action may be good.
Well, it's funny because it kind of, I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Wait. You're talking, when are you going to set the price tag for everybody?
Well, he hasn't left. That's the thing. After he said that, I said, well, I don't have any problem with that. And in my mind, after I get married, he sat me down and he said to me, I want to go slow. He's 55. I don't want to get you crazy. And I have to be very careful. So he's being careful for me and for himself. Yeah, to me, it was, I admire him.
You have to decide that by 6 months, if you're not engaged, you're wasting your time.
Okay, thank you.
Got it?
Okay, doctor. I got it.
Good.
All right. Thanks, caller.
Right. Dr. Pat, even if we don't have any, even if I don't have any, like he hasn't asked me for any intercourse, even if we don't have, if he doesn't ask, I had to take it in 6 months. This doesn't go anywhere, right?
Yes. You want to be married.
Thank you. I do thank you for everything. Thank you, Kelly.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Let us know.
Bye-bye.
Well, she, I think a lot of women are in that position, and we talked a little bit about that last week about, you know, when the guy is like, I don't want to commit, and or he just doesn't pursue. And I really love what you've been talking about. You know, finding out why, and with what's going on in today's community,
the Me Too operation is putting men in a sensitive spot where they have to decide if they want to get married or if they don't, and they're men have become very afraid.
Yeah, I feel like I understand where they're coming from with respect to that, because they do run a risk in today's climate. They really are running a risk of you know, being misunderstood.
I have a psychotherapy professional magazine. And its title is Men and Me Too, What Are They Thinking? And it talks in detail about the fear men have of being harassers or, you know, being punished by women. So this month's edition of Psychotherapy is Men and Me Too, What Are They Thinking? And it's exactly what I'm saying. They're becoming afraid of the responsibility of being with a woman who is now so masculine that she is abusive.
I think that double-edged sword has been sharpened to such
I know it. Well,
such a point.
My professional magazine has got the whole thing written up.
I wish they would write it for some of our people in lay terms, because not everybody understands a peer-reviewed article. But yeah, I support that. And it's interesting because, you know, you have a couples class, and I think it's so valuable because in a couples class, it's two people, you know, the couple, whether it's male-male, male-female, female-female. And you get to go over the material in that class that you would normally do in two or three private sessions with these couples. And it's such an amazing value. I mean,
appreciate that.
The class is $300, but your private sessions are $250. They're really getting like two or three private sessions when they sign up for this class. And I think
that's right.
That couples right now, you know, with what you're talking about, with what you've read, with what you've been exploring, and sharing is just so amazing, because even when couples are in a relationship, I think that that Me Too thing is impacting couples. Do you find that's happening?
Yes, it is. It's men are becoming afraid of women, and women are acting mad at men.
Yeah, they are acting mad at men, but, you know, I think that's so terrible, and it's like any other kind of prejudice. You know, it's like saying...
It's really funny. One of the sentences in this article says they don't know how to communicate.
And that's
what I teach.
That's your ballywick right there. That is you in the briar patch.
So I want you to know we're doing a good job in the radio show and in these classes and in my private practice. We're doing as best we can, but you can't make a horse drink no matter what water trough you bring him to. They've got to want it.
I agree with that. And again, I want to also, because I've just gotten a message from Sue Wagner. Sue Wagner, thanks for sending this message to me. I want to let everybody know that one of those couples classes we're discussing is on July 28th. And I think there might be a little bit of room. I think maybe room for one more couple in that class. So, but you're going to need to act fast. Go to wantistore.com, sign up for that. If you can't get to the website and you want to sign up, you can call 949-723-0338 or email info@drpatallen.com to register or to get information on that couples class. Again, July 28th. And then, of course, we have another couples class coming up in August that we just added because... that's not true. We have a life script class. We've had such an outpouring of people wanting that life script class, which is amazing, that Sue's been able to finagle and make sure that we can have another class for you guys. And that's going to be August 25th. These classes fill up really, really fast. And there's only 6 people. And to answer the question that I get about 10 times a week, no, we are not going to be offering these classes online because there's just too much information, too much detail. And Dr. Allen really likes working with everybody one-on-one in the class, 6 people. It's very intimate and very filled with material. We just couldn't do it justice as an online class. But it's definitely worth flying in to sunny and extremely warm Southern California to do and to be a part of. So definitely I encourage you to do that. I love, Dr. Allen, what you're reading, and I'm going to take a look at that article. Let's tell everybody again one more time what that is, because I think it's really important
now. Well, it's a professional magazine. It's Psychotherapy Networker.
Wow.
That's
okay.
The name of the magazine.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, you have a life script class this weekend?
What?
You have a life script class this weekend coming up?
Yeah,
that one
That's
is full though.
Doing.
Right, that one's full. But like
yes,
I said, we've got, Sue has been able to maneuver so that there will be another one coming in August, which we're excited that she was able to add that. Amazing. So, Dr. Allen, we're almost out of time. What do you have to say before we go this week?
Well, the thing I love the best is the only way you know you love yourself or anyone else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep. That's what I do. I help people negotiate deals that they can keep, not intimidate or seduce each other.
pretty amazing. You got to close that deal, though. We loved you, everyone. We are so glad you're with us. We'll be back next week, Thursday. Same bat time, same bat channel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.